You're listening to SBS News.
They're the leaders of tomorrow, taking matters into their own hands today.
When our planet's under attack, what do we do?
Tens of thousands of students from around Australia defied the rules and walked out of the classroom on Friday to call for urgent action on climate change. And while some politicians warned them against missing school, students say this is more important than anything they can learn in the classroom.
So we have three main goals that we want the government there to do. They're ambitious, but they are 100% achievable. It's 100% renewables by 2030 to stop the Adani coal mine and to stop all new coal and gas projects in Australia.
We can't vote, which means that we don't have like a natural way of influencing policy. So this is the best thing we can do in order to have our voices heard. And we're also the future generations. We're the people who will bear the brunt of what climate change will do to the world.
My biggest issue at the moment is the fact that I need to have a future, and there's no point in going to school if the things that I'm planning to do won't be there for me to do because of the environment.
Joining them on the streets were thousands more adults who shared their views, but the government had a different interpretation. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says it's against the law for students to miss school and that they should protest on their own time instead.
I think it is a great shame that those students aren't at school. Those students should be at school, they should be learning. If they want to take other action on issues that they think are important, they should do so after school or on weekends. No one is going to stop them from doing that.
But the students had plenty of other high-profile people on their side. Australian rock icon Jimmy Barnes was among the thousands of supporters gathering at Sydney's town hall. He says it's very encouraging to see young people taking on big issues.
These kids have sat back and watched, you know, government after government, and the adults of the world, keep pushing this away until it's too late. Really, we're on the verge of getting to the point where it's beyond, you know, control, out of our control. And these kids are trying to take some control back, trying to get up and say they're not happy. And I just think it's really encouraging to see, you know, smart, young, thinking people, you know, taking up and making a stand. So I'm here to support them.
In Sydney's town hall, the students were firm in their demands, calling for renewable energy projects to be fast-tracked.
And like yourselves, I am sick of the lack of action taken by politicians to tackle climate change. Woo! I am furious that those in power haven't done what is needed. I am furious that key politicians representing Western Sydney in the upcoming state and federal elections aren't prioritising climate action. You have an obligation to ensure that our futures are safe.
And it's not just students in Australia speaking out. More than 90 countries are taking part in a global day of action on climate change.
So we have a message for our politicians and for everyone in a position of power and influence. If you care about us and the billions of young people living on this planet right now, we need you to work with us.
And with calls for change echoing this loudly,
stop Adani, stop Adani.
These students' voices should be hard to ignore. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.